Isaac winning the war of the wells. Rehoboth. And Isaac removed from thence and digged another well and strove for that also. And he called the name of it Rehoboth. Genesis chapter 26 and verse 22. The resolution and battle of Isaac was not in vain. Hurried as he was by his enemies, eventually he won the victory, and room was made for him to do his spade work unmolested. At the end of the day, gospel truth will take the throne, and the satanic opposition will learn the power of Jehovah's curse and lick the dust. Rehoboth, the present of the Lord's victory. For now the Lord, that's the seal of God's infallible word. Note the word now. Here is the present blessing in the now of today. What a blessed present that was to Isaac. The past had brought its Isaacs and their strife and contentions, quickly followed by the Sitnas with more opposition, leading to retreat. But the past Isaacs and Sitnas had given place to the now, the present Rehoboth. Victory had been gained, and gained handsomely. But Rehoboth sets forth also not only the present of the Lord's victory, but the power of the Lord's victory. Isaac said, "The Lord hath made room for us." The enemy had cleared Isaac out of Sitna. He had withdrawn as the Philistines overran the well and entrenched themselves in possession with the slogan, "The water is ours." But Isaac's spade did not slack, and what the Philistines did at Sitna was totally reversed now at Rehoboth. The victory was not Isaac's, it was the Lord's. Jehovah made room in the land of the Philistines for the well to refresh Isaac's large encampment. And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great. For he had possession of flocks and possession of herds and great store of servants. And the Philistines envied him. Genesis chapter 26, 13 to 14. What a supply of water that must have been. Rehoboth is also the promise of the Lord's final victory. We shall be fruitful in the land. Already the Lord had made Isaac fruitful. Then Isaac sowed in that land, we read, and received in the same year 100, and the Lord blessed him. Verse 12. Now even greater fruitfulness was anticipated. because of the bountiful supply of water. The desert most certainly would soon blossom as a rose. The blessing of the Lord always makes rich and out of no sorrow with it. Blessed Rehoboth, may we know how to dwell there.